let's give this another go. What is today? Let's see. Today is Tuesday, May 26th. Good morning. Welcome to the Opposedly podcast episode. Who knows? I'll be honest. I've tried to do a couple of these over the last couple of weeks, months, and I don't know if it's bugs with my phone or just the app itself. iPhone doesn't seem to be any better, but it just so happens that, you know, when I actually do one of these, and then, you know, for one reason or the other, something happens, and I'm not able to post it, either because it didn't record, it crashed, you know, it didn't save, you know, whatever, one reason or the other. But hopefully this one goes through with no issues. It looks good so far. And yeah, thank you for anybody who is tuning in, and I appreciate any continued support. I'm on my way to back to work, I guess. We're trying to transition back. Oh man. And I just remembered that I forgot my badge. So I'm debating whether I should go back and get it. Oh god, that shit's so annoying. I'm already, I guess, what's 2 more minutes, right? So I guess I'll have to go back and grab my badge. And man, it's annoying. Yeah, otherwise I'm in for an annoying day, as that is required. And another thing I'm forgetting is my watch. You know, and I guess these are kind of things that you kind of forget when you've been in pandemic mode for the last couple of months. And, you know, I think right before I stopped doing these, that's basically where we left off, was the corona pandemic. And the coronavirus scare, followed by earthquake. You know, we had a lot of earthquakes here in the Salt Lake Valley, you know, and it went on for many days, you know, and it was pretty terrifying, because these were pretty significant trembles, you know, and it just kind of shook everyone to their core. And I just want to mention, wow, what a beautiful morning. You know, you have these beautiful couples, you know, old white hair, you know, looking motherfuckers, walking around holding hands like they're 16, but they're probably 61. You know, that's beautiful. Can't really complain. It's a beautiful day, you know. I guess I hope it's a wonderful day. You know, I really dread going to work, just because, you know, I really don't want to deal with old, grumpy old white men. You know, I'm just tired of dealing with that kind of demographic, especially when they're, you know, doomers, you know, like baby boomers. You know, it's really annoying. But these guys are, you know, they're not baby boomers, they're more like baby doomers. You know, they're in that same age group, but they're just so malicious when there comes to their toxicity. But anyways, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go and my watch, and I'll be back to continue this podcast on the return of the Opposedly Show. Alright, family, I'm back. After that short inconvenience, you know. I guess I've already put off going to work for like 3 hours. You know, what's five more minutes, you know, if it's going to significantly improve my day, you know, and who knows what this inconvenience will transpire to. You know, maybe I would have died if I would have just went to work, you know, who knows. So now it's a little different, you know. Now I'm going to even take it another step further and take a different route than I would normally take for work. And, you know, I'm going to make, I live in the middle of a big-ass suburban, you know, area with a bunch of cul-de-sacs, you know, in the suburbs, you know, and not really a rich part of town or anything by all means, so don't get me wrong, but technically speaking, you know, it's a suburban area, you know, and typically how they're laid out, zoned out in the U.S., you have these huge blocks of just houses, and these blocks may include, and for the most part they do, churches, biggest being LDS here in Salt Lake, and schools, and you know, when you're in the middle of a suburb, you know, it's a big ass inconvenience no matter which way you go, to just get out of the suburb, you know, just to get back into a main street that you can get out of town, go to the store and whatnot, you know. So I often go right and coming out of my neighborhood, and you know, I could go either way to my work. You know, I could either take one street or I can take another street, and the way Utah streets work, you know, eventually it's just a grid system. I'll just make an extra left or something and I'll be where I need to be at some point. But yeah, I'm just gonna change things up. You know, this is a new day for me, I guess. New experiences, restarting. You know, we're getting back into the normal world. But you know, I'll be honest. Like, I kind of, this pandemic kind of came to me at the perfect time. You know, I remember before this all happened, just loathing in bed, you know, hoping, praying, I guess, whatever you want to say, that just something changes, you know, because I hated my life so much and I had so many issues, financial issues, this and that, and I just remember it just changed, like, from one moment to the next, and I remember thinking, wow, is this a simulation? Like, wow, look at all this excitement. Like, you know, the camaraderie, everything. Like, it was just amazing. And I loved it. You know, I loved, you know, being the best self I could be. Being someone that people could go to. And, you know, I think I did my part during this pandemic. Hopefully other people see that I put my best foot forward as well. I did get compensated, you know, $1,000 bonus for my part during this whole ordeal, you know, within my company. So, you know, I feel like it was a worthwhile thank you, for sure. I appreciate it. You know, I'm just, you know, it just came to me at a perfect time, and even though I'm not completely debt-free, you know, it definitely has put me in a better position to getting my life around. You know, as long as I can put myself, I remember a post on Reddit that a friend shared with me a while back, you know, and he kind of talked about bullshit money, you know, or fuck you money. You know, I want to be able to accumulate enough wealth that I can have fuck you money. You know, if I don't like something, in my place of business, you know, I can just say, fuck you. I don't need your money. You know, I can get money somewhere else. You know, and I have enough to fall back on. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get to that position at some point. But right now, unfortunately, I'm kind of enslaved and having to go to work, as a lot of people are, you know. Modern day slavery, you know, so whatever. I'm doing my part. I guess it could be worse. I could be a 22-year-old infant not growing up, you know, like a person who doesn't want to grow up. And, I've been up since before 4, since like 3:30. Part of that has to do with me getting kind of drunk yesterday, and, I'm going to turn in here. Really hate this road. Anyways, I don't know. I forgot what I was talking about. I'm tired. Well, maybe that's what I was talking about. I'm so tired right now. You know, I've been up at this point for like 3-4 hours. I got up too early to where I can't really go to work. But I was wide awake at that point, you know, to the point I couldn't really fall asleep, or I'd be scared of falling asleep and not getting up on time. And now I kind of wish I did. However, I kind of made an effort to actually do something that I've been putting off for a long time, and for no other reason other than self-doubt and maybe laziness. I don't know. I obviously have issues, but I actually went down and to my workstation and worked on the script, finished writing it, and finished recording it, editing it, getting it ready for video editing. So I think that went pretty well. I guess I won't be able to have it listened to it all the way through. But I guess I'll find out how that went, you know, and when I'm able to edit that video. I have some of the footage already recorded. So, you know, it's good. I got inspired this morning for some reason. But yeah, right now I'm just freaking tired. You know, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go to work. I know it's just going to be a pain in the ass day. I can't rely on my teammate to help me out. I just really hate my life right now. You know, I really wish that I didn't have to go back to work. You know, and work with these people, you know, face to face again. You know, it's kind of when you get a taste of the good life, you know, it's hard to go back. You know, I kind of, this is what I wanted, you know, like, exactly what I did during the pandemic is what I've been wanting, you know, for years. You know, this is basically what I aspired to, you know, even though it wasn't as great as I would have imagined, it's significantly better than the alternative, which is going to work and socializing with a bunch of people you don't care for. And don't get me wrong, I care for a lot of people, I love a lot of people, But unfortunately, the greatest factors for determining my workload, which in turn translates to my stress levels, it makes for a very unenjoy piece of shit experience. And I'm just feeling sick just thinking about it, and I'm just looking at all these cars, you know, it's fucking packed, it looks like everyone's getting back to work. And for one, it's kind of nice, you know, I know the economy is kind of hurting, so this is kind of cool to see people getting back into the thick of things. But on the other hand, it's like the end of an era for me. And like I said, you know, I'm sad people died. But on the other hand, it was like my prayers were answered during, you know, whether that be happenstance, you know, or that just coincidence, you know. But either way, my life got significantly better after I had hit my wit's end, and I was literally just sick of it, you know. I hit that breaking point, you know, and just a lot has changed. My grandpa died. It's just a lot of things, you know. And I really wish I had the motivation, the willpower to be a content creator, to pursue what I really want to be. But, you know, that's just not something I'm privileged enough to be able to do at the capacity that I would wish I could, you know. And it's just not really profitable or responsible for me to continue to do these kind of things, you know. And the older I'm getting, the less, you know, the more the type of stuff that I would be doing has to change. And I don't know, I just, maybe it's, you know, this is probably going to be the last year, couple years, you know. I can give it an effort, but I just don't know what the effort will amount to, if I'm being honest. And, you know, I'm keep catching these red lights at every crosswalk, and what I'm noticing is large amounts of debris. You know, I think a lot of people might have gotten out of the practice of possibly driving, you know, during this pandemic, because it just seems like every single one, there's just debris on the roadway from car accidents. You know, whoever these truck drivers are, or whoever is responsible for cleaning up, simply hasn't been doing their job really well, you know. And it's just ugly to see, kind of sad to see. I really hate thinking of car accidents. It gives me a lot of anxiety. I've been in too many, you know, I've had too many issues in my current life to have any positive thoughts about cars and wanting to drive and whatnot. On another note, on that note, you know, medical marijuana is legal in Utah. There is a process for that, and kind of wish I made some video content explaining that process for people who want to get their medical cannabis in Utah on, and partake in healing themselves with medicinal herb from the earth, you know. But it is what it is. Maybe it's too late at this point. Maybe I still can. Have to get back to work, you know. This takes, you know, part of why I loved working from home so much is it gave me more time throughout the day, you know. It gave me more focus. This commute, you know, is just adding additional stress that I don't need, you know. If I had a different work culture surrounding me at work, different type of people, you know, it'd be significantly different commute. But unfortunately, because of the people I have to deal with, it just makes for an anxiety-filled ride, knowing that I have to deal with these people, you know, for the majority of the day. But yeah, so. I don't know. Sorry for my giraffe yawn. Apparently I have a really loud voice, whether it's intentional or not. And, you know, I've been called out for my yawns at work, you know, so it's kind of funny. That kind of made me laugh one time because I yawned. Someone was just randomly like, "Is that a giraffe?" You know, and everybody laughed. so many people, man, already. You can already see that it's not like the other days where I would come in on my required day and, man, I don't know. And then I had like a breakdown. It's just so impossible to drive the same message over and over again when you know nothing is gonna change. But anyways, I'm here. It's nice to be here. Extra storage. Let's park in my designated spot. Alright, well, is this podcast going to break down on me? Who knows? Well, what can I say? You know, hopefully I'll work on that video when I get home, release it. It's more aligned to the type of content that I intended to do when I first started this channel, this podcast. You know, it was part of the main emphasis, and that was to get the word out, the history out on Mesoamerican culture. But anyways, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys for listening. You guys have a wonderful day, and I love you. Bye.